Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a Republican from New York's 21st District, taped a forum at the public television station in Plattsburgh Monday evening. The majority of questions focused on her vote last week in favor of the American Health Care Act. The forum drew protesters outside as the congresswoman and participants arrived for the evening taping. The 100 people allowed into the studio were chosen by lottery. Each received a numbered card, and during the forum, numbers were drawn at random to determine who could ask questions of the congresswoman. Stefanik, a second-term Republican, noted during her opening comments that she expected many people would want to hear about her health care vote, and that was the case. Questions regarding the impact of the American Health Care Act dominated the forum. The audience liberally peppered the conversation with groans, boos, and an occasional shout when they disagreed with Stefanik's responses.
My name is Carol Solari-Rusco, and I live in the town of Peru. Congress has voted to defund Planned Parenthood. Why did you vote to prevent people from going to the health care provider of their choice?
My vote was to redirect and increase that funding to federally qualified health centers.
My name is Nina Matto, and I live in Westport, New York. Defunding Planned Parenthood does not really reflect the low-income needs of people in our district. The president said people with pre-existing conditions will be covered in the new health care bill. However, there are several loopholes.
There is language in the American Health Care Act that explicitly prohibits insurers from not accepting patients that have pre-existing conditions. It also doesn't allow them to increase prices and charge an individual more if they have pre-existing conditions.
Not according to the MacArthur Amendment.
My name is Mary Ward, and you just voted to decimate millions of dollars of Medicaid. The CBO reports that you have received over $32,000 from the health insurance industry for your campaign. This single-payer system is working. That is Medicare.
I disagree with Senator Sanders that single-payer is the best solution, and let me tell you why. We've seen it hasn't worked when it comes to VA.
Then fix it.
I think the long-term solvency...
Fix it. Don't throw the whole idea out. Medicare works.
This question came from Beth Ashworth on Twitter, who explains that her spouse is a farmer and his premium costs will go to $14,000 per year out of a $30,000 salary, and would like you to explain why the rich are getting a tax break and not farmers.
The goal of reforming healthcare is to lower cost and improve quality and access. So my hope is that we're going to have a more flexible marketplace that will bring down costs so that it's actually more affordable than plans that are on the exchange.
We have about...
Respectfully, you didn't answer the question about why the rich are getting tax breaks. That was the question she read off.
Sure. So it is true, Obamacare increased taxes on Americans across the board on cost of health care. So there were,
okay, folks, let's
so our let's legislation keep this. I believe in lowering taxes, lowering the tax burden on individuals and families in this district.
Following the forum, Betty Ann King felt the audience overall was respectful, but wanted answers.
The gist of the audience was that you need to listen to us and perhaps maybe not so much spin and be honest with us and tell us what is going on.
Kimberly Davis appreciated the unscripted nature of the questioning, but perceived the Congresswoman's answers as too scripted.
You have to remember that she was Paul Ryan's debate coach. You know, as an elected official, what people are going to ask. So I'm sure she had her pat answers down and was prepared. So do I expect her to change her spots or stripes? No, I don't.
Audio of the forum is courtesy of Mountain Lake PBS, which airs the program Tuesday at 9. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.